I just thought if we could just bring America back together one beer at a time and Polka was real American beer, it'd be cool. And I'll be darned, man, this thing took off.
I want everybody to know that when you're in Chicago, listen to my main man, Dane, on WGN. So what you gonna do when Dana Mania, WGN, and my boys all over Chicago run wild on you, brother?
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line 12-time world champion, Hall of Famer, movie star, undeniably one of the biggest names in sports and entertainment, the greatest professional wrestler of all time, the one and only Hulk Hogan. Welcome to WGN.
WGN, and we've got Dana Mania, my new tag team partner, going to help me sell real American beer all over the Windy City, brother. I'm pumped. But I really need a nap. I'm tired.
We're going to get tired of a big schedule here in Chicago. I got to say, there's nothing more all-American than the success story and the physical embodiment of celebration that is Hulk Hogan. And now, finally, there's a Hulk Hogan-worthy beverage to wash it all down, real American beer. Hulk, like, we're excited.
Well, brother, you know, it's kind of crazy because when I was thinking about Chicago, the last time I was in the United Center, I was strolling down the aisle with that no-good dirty dog Dennis Rodman in the NWO, and I was a bad guy. So it's kind of cool to come back to Chicago. The weirdest thing is, usually when I hit Chicago, I'd hit the gym, I'd hit the Hyatt over there by the airport, you know, and then it was either the Rosemont Horizon or the United Center, but I don't have anybody to wrestle. But the cool part is all these fans that have been loyal for 40 years, they've stuck by me through thick and thin, brother. I cannot wait to hit the Windy City because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, what do you think it is? I mean, general star power and some of these intangibles, but you've been, you know, a good guy and a bad guy and all that, but people love you anyway. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I think the character, you know, before the bubble burst in California, the Golden State and people from California and the guy with the tan and the blonde hair before I went bald headed, you know, I think that was kind of like, the mystique was the training, prayers, and vitamins. It was such a positive character that it brought me, the person, up and actually made me, Terry, a better man. But at the end of the day, I think over my 40-year career, the fans saw me make mistakes and shoot myself in the foot, and they saw the highs and the lows. And I think I got so many scars on me from just being a normal guy, the fans could relate, you know, and I think they understood that, you know, when you get knocked down, you got to get up. If you make mistakes like I did, you got to learn from them and move on. And when you get divorced, you can't do the woe is me thing. You got to pick yourself up and keep moving. I think the fans have watched me survive and keep going for so long that I think that's why they're still on my team, because they feel like I'm one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel a lot of people can identify you in one way. People get together, commiserate, make some of those memories is over a beer. It's an American-style lager. It's 100% North American ingredients. I mean, it's called real American beer, so you definitely want to stay true to that. But flavor profile-wise, what people will taste, what you will love about it, Hulk, like, what are people going to experience?
Well, you know, brother, when I was, you know, rolling around in the ring there, I would always have beers in the dressing room. You know, I'd have beers in there for after the match, and of course, there'd be a couple before the match. You know what I'm saying? So I drank Miller Lite for a long time, and a lot of the guys in the dressing room were drinking Bud Light. And I go, oh my gosh, how can you drink that watered-down stuff? So a couple weeks after I was in the dressing room, they'd all be drinking Miller Lights out of my cooler. But then I quit drinking beer for a long time. Then I started drinking Modelo Especial. But it was just a heavy, it was a light beer, but it was heavy. And then when I saw Bud Light crash and burn with their marketing plan because they didn't understand their audience, they did not understand how good they had it. Yeah. I saw this open lane. I said, if we can get a beer for America that's somewhere between Miller Lite and somewhere between Modelo Especial, we would have a home run. And I'll be darned, brother. We found that taste. The liquid in the can is unreal. And the whole theme was, just like the Hulkamania training, prayers, and vitamins, I said, man, nobody talks anymore. My neighbors don't talk. The politicians don't talk. And I said, in the dressing room, you know, if you didn't like somebody, we'd sit down and have a beer and talk it out. So I just thought if we could just bring America back together one beer at a time with Hulk Hogan's real American beer, it'd be cool. And I'll be darned, man, this thing took off. And the momentum, the lightning bolt that we're on, it reminds me of when Hulkamania first started and I beat the Iron Sheik. You might not be old enough to remember that, but that was 1984. But the momentum we're having is crazy, but the beer tastes great. It's a light beer.
You think about that and all the inspiration for it and wanting to bring people together over beer. And it's established, well-established, fear no man, beast, or evil brother, but making a really great beer, it can be a daunting challenge. So talk a little bit about it. It's one thing to have a great idea. You got to get that dream team together to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, first thing everybody told me was, oh, my gosh, don't do beer. You know, the space is too competitive. It's too cutthroat. You know, the big boys will cut your legs out from under you. Even if you start doing good, they'll pull you off the shelves. I heard all the horror stories. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway, because that open lane that Bud Light left was NASCAR, wrestling, Americana, Mom, Apple Pie, the red, white, and blue. I said, I feel that if we hit something, the fans are going to stick with me again. You know, and if the beer tastes good, even people that haven't been wrestling fans are going to come to the table, you know. So at the end of the day, that's just the lane that it was in, and it's working. And it's just really, really crazy how this thing has taken off and how people just have welcomed me with open arms. So everybody tried to push me away from it, but I pushed forward, man, and we're on a crazy roll.
Now, I got to think that the world is filled with Hulk Hogan fans. I don't know that there is anyone that isn't a Hulk Hogan fan. You mentioned some of those areas on the NASCAR side, of course, men and women in uniform. Talk about the identification with them. Always, you had a lot of fans that come. It's almost like you're making it for them, but that unique connection specifically with those groups.
Well, what a lot of people don't understand is when they're doing deals with me, you need to understand I bring this built-in audience, and it's not just domestic. There's an international swing arm of every foreign country. Nothing against the Chicago Bulls, but, you know, I've been pumped into every single market around the world for 40 years, you know, like Malaysia, Mozambique, Zimbabwe. You might not know Dennis Rodman in Malaysia, but you know Hulk Hogan, you know, and I love Dennis to death, but at the end of the day, I wrestled for 40 years. So if you're 90 years old right now, you watched me when you were 50. And then since I'm still with the WWE and I still make appearances and I've got the number one action figure right now in the world. It's been 40 years since I beat the Iron Sheik. It was a 40-year celebration.
Nice.
And it goes from 90 all the way down to like 5 and 6-year-old kids know who I am because they watch the network, the WWE network. They watch YouTube. They see me on A&E. So I've got 9 generations of fans that are out there that are watching what I'm doing every single day. So it's really cool to have that type of rapport with such a huge built-in following.
You talk a little bit about it. We reach 38 states in Canada with WGN, one of the biggest stations out there. And anything you set your mind to can typically be described as running wild. Started with 17 states here. Illinois is obviously one of them. But for the listeners, it isn't like, you know, getting into Walmart and you're nationwide, right? The liquor business is different. You got to go state by state. Hulk, what's that process? What's the plan to take over the entire country?
Well, brother, I haven't been on the road in really 20 years. I quit working like 20 years when my body shut down on me. I've had like 25 surgeries in the last 10 years. I had both knees replaced, both hips replaced. 10 back surgeries. I went in for one. I ended up having 10 back surgeries, 2 shoulder surgeries. I can go on and on and on. But at the end of the day, you know, I didn't really work, you know, for so many years. I wanted to get back out there. And all of a sudden, if I'm into something, brother, I'm all the way in. So I watch how Mark Wahlberg goes around and he'll go to different stores. I said, I want to do that, but I want to do it on a bigger scale. Because when I advertise, my fans will come out. I was just afraid to do it on the weekends because nobody in school and nobody working, we'd get mowed over. But we're doing it during the middle of the week, you know, and we're getting really, really great crowds. I like to go to individual stores. I love shaking people's hands. I love looking at them in the eye because everybody's got a Hulk Hogan story. I love the character. I didn't have a dad. I was on drugs. I saw you get baptized. I saw, you know, it saved my life. Some of the stories I hear from the fans, you know, some of the greatest times I can remember is me and my dad didn't have a rapport, but we'd sit there and watch you wrestling and it bonded us. So, you know, that's the thing. I go store to store. We take one state at a time. Now we're coming to Illinois, you know. Last week we were in Massachusetts, and I told my partner that I just want to be a hands-on owner of this business because I own half the business. And it's not just a celebrity endorsed deal. Yeah. I'm in this thing to prove a point that the fans are loyal and we can make a great beer for America. And it's just a lot of fun to go state by state, liquor store by liquor store, Walmart by Walmart, brother. I'm all over the place.
Oh my gosh. The beer business is so lucky to have you, Hulk. A buddy of mine owns Cowboy Jack's and Sally Soon up in Minneapolis, and they had you up there and they just absolutely loved it. I'm so excited for you to be down here in Chicago, meeting people, having them taste the beer and getting to experience Hulkamania firsthand. So on Wednesday, you're going to be at the Jewel in New Lenox from 12 to 2. Then you don't stop. You're going to be heading to Kenwood, Oaklawn in that store, 3:30 to 5:30. Then 9 to 11 at Parlay, and that's on Wrightwood in Chicago. That's a great place. And then you'll still be in town on Thursday, Woodman's, which is a great store, 12 to 2. Then at the Jewel Food Store at Hulk, the Jewels are an institution in the Chicago area, 125 years. And then 8 to 10, now this is a bar. The Joy District, 8 to 10 p.m. Thursday. You're going to be down there. That is at 112 to 114 West Hubbard. Well, that is a party.
Thursday. Hold on a minute. Aren't those places pretty far apart? How am I going to make it? Isn't one like 100 miles from the other one? One of those on Thursday?
No. Thursday, you're going to be downtown Chicago at the Joy District, which is awesome. Lockport's a little south. Right. And then you're going to be in you're all in the Chicagoland area. And of course, with Hulk Force One, I'm sure you got a jet. You'll be rappelling down from a helicopter somewhere. You'll have all that stuff. I'm sure you'll have the full forces of Hulkamania ministered for this. And we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that. And so for your fans, Hulk, that are going to be, you know, trying to keep up with you. And of course, again, we'll have links up at WGN Radio, like social media wise and even for the beer. Where can they go?
You can go onto Instagram to Real American Beer, and you can see the schedule. You can see everywhere I'm going to be and see all the craziness that's going on every time we hit these cities. The energy and the momentum is nuts. But if you go to Real American Beer on Instagram, you can take it all in, guys, and see what we're up to.
We're so excited to have you here. I know a bunch of people are excited to try the beer and to have you here in the city of Chicago, in the greater Chicago area. So, Hulk, thanks. We'll let you get to it. We know you're super busy. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Well, I'm not done yet, you know. I want everybody to know that when you're in Chicago, listen to my main man, Dane, on WGN. So what you going to do when Dane-a-mania, WGN, and my boys all over Chicago run wild on you, brother?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I hope I get to see you this week, and we'll talk to you soon. Travel safe.
Thank you for the help, my brother. Appreciate it.
You bet.